The 12th chapter of Hebrews is a section of Scripture that is there to encourage us in our race that we are running for our Lord. We are all runners. We are all in the race of life to be able to run faithfully, and the challenge of running is that we would endure. The concern of this verse is that we would not grow weary and lose heart. And so I find a lot of encouragement out of these verses to help me to run with energy the race that is before me.
很多时候我们跑的时候会疲倦灰心, 但让我们从神的话里面能够得到鼓励, 能够有能力地往前走。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
我们有些许多的见证人如同云彩的围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易残累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们的信心创始成就的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
There are four resources in this passage of Scripture to help us to run with energy or with endurance.
在这里有四个重要的真理，帮助我们可以努力地往前走。
The first is the clouds.
第一就是云彩。
The writer Apostle Paul calls it the cloud of witnesses that surround us. Every race that is run has always a lot of people that are up in the grandstands to watch that race, and they're there to encourage the runners. The great cloud of witnesses for us are all of the great saints that are mentioned in the chapter just before, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of the great patriarchs of the faith. What our writer is telling us is that if these lived faithfully on simply the promise of the coming Savior, how much better are we able to run because we have the presence of the Savior today?
这些如云彩的见证人，他们能够走得那么的美好，虽然他们还没有得到基督。今天我们已经得到基督，我们会跑得更好。These
are a great cloud of witnesses saying, you can make it. We made it to the finish line. God saw us through. And if we could do it in our generation, you can do it in your generation. Don't give up.
这云彩的见证人好像在勉励我们说，他们都能够走成，能够做成。我们今天在新约里面更能够做成，更能够走得好。That's
called the historic cloud.
这是历史上的见证人。
Now you also need a contemporary cloud.
我们需要同时代的见证人。
That's one another to encourage each other in the race that we run.
我们需要彼此弟兄姊妹来鼓励、见证、扶持。
Early on in the 1980s, we had a lot of Cambodians that came to the area of where Harvest Seminary used to be located at the college.
在80年代，很多的柬埔寨的人来到这边。
There was a major in the Cambodian army by the name of Moses Samuelseth.
有一个人叫 Moses Samuelseth.
And he was a strong Christian, and he wanted to plant churches among his people.
他是一个非常爱主的基督徒，他在柬埔寨人当中传福音，建立教会。So
we helped him. He had nothing when he came.
他来的时候，他一无所有。我们帮助他。We
provided refrigerators and couches and chairs and places for them to live.
给他冰箱一切的家具，让他可以安住。I'd
go into his home and I'd say, Moses, where are the couches and the chairs that I gave you last week? They're all gone.
我进到他家里面看，说，哎，我。
And he would say, well, there's people who needed them, so I gave them away. We probably gave him 15 or 20 couches during the time that we worked with him, and refrigerators, because he just saw a need and he gave them to people who had a need.
我差不多给了他15台的冰箱跟这个收发椅，但是每一次他都送出去了。
He started about 20 churches in the San Jose area and then went over to the San Joaquin Valley and has started about 30 churches over there.
就单单在圣何塞这个地方就建立了20个柬埔寨人的教会，还有在别的地方建立了30个教会。
He's now gone back to Cambodia and he last year led about 2,000 people to Christ.
然后他回到柬埔寨，去年带领了2,000人信主。
It wasn't safe for him to go back until just recently.
其实过去他回去是不安全的，只有最近才比较安全。
What I'm saying to you is this, that when I look at Moses, Samuel, Seth, if he can make it to the finish line, so can I.
当我看到这位摩西同工，这柬埔寨的同工，他能够这样的被神所使用，成就神的施工，我们也能够。
I don't face near the tough issues that he was facing, and he demonstrates to me the faithfulness of God and his own faithfulness in running the race.
他经历很多的试炼，他也要看到如何从信心能够胜过这一切的难处跟试炼。
I don't know your stories, but what I do know is in looking into your faces, I'm sure that there are some of you who have similar kinds of stories, and I want you to know just being here is an encouragement to my spirit.
虽然我不了解你们背后每个人的见证的故事，但是来到你们当中看到你们的脸孔，就是给我很大的鼓励。
See, that's the contemporary cloud. We are an encouragement to one another. As I encourage you, you encourage me because we belong to one family. And none of us run alone. We run as a team in this race that is before
us.
And the Christian community is praying for you and pulling for you. And watching you and receiving encouragement from you, and you be that to others also. Not only do we receive encouragement from the cloud of witnesses, both the historic cloud and the contemporary crowd. The second resource is the conditioning. We have to get in shape in order to run a race. In our text, it tells us to lay aside every weight and every sin that besets us so that we can run with patience the race that is set before us. I mentioned my son-in-law, Frank, who's been in Thailand for 12 or 14 years. He was a runner and was here in San Jose to try out for the Olympics. That's how my daughter met him.
我刚才提到我的女婿，他在柬埔寨泰国十多年，他在没有进入双脚工厂之前，他是一个奥林匹克的运动员的选手，然后在赛跑当中认识我的女儿。
He was from Germany and went to college on the East Coast and ran track and came to San Jose City College to train for the Olympic decathlete event.
然后他曾经去过，我的女婿曾经在德国，也在东岸，然后回到这边接受奥林匹克的这个赛跑的训练。
That was in
1980.
What Frank would do, he would tie weights around his feet and around his ankles. But before the race began, he would take the weights off so he could run with greater energy. Unfortunately, he pulled a hamstring in the Olympic trials and was not able to enter into the Olympic races.
Hamstring. 但很可惜他犯了一个, 错误还是什么,
Frank would take those weights off, just as they've been doing for thousands of years, so they could run with greater energy to get to the goal and not be hindered by it. It is our sin that becomes the weight that holds us down so we cannot run as God desires. And so we take off attitudes and behavior that is not pleasing to the Lord. Any behavior that is not pleasing to the Lord is sinful behavior, and it will take our energy away in running the race. We set it aside. You see, running the race for our Lord is not so much a matter of trying as it's a matter of training. Trying is certainly important, and discipline is certainly important, but you've got to stay in shape spiritually in order to run that race with energy.
愿意是一件事情,
I work out at the YMCA myself 3 mornings a week at 5:30 in the morning to try to stay in shape physically. Doesn't do me a whole lot of good at my age, but I think it does. So.
虽然不是说很有果效，但是对我来说是很有帮助。
There's a lady there that last year ran a marathon at Lake Tahoe. She's 55 years of age, and she ran a marathon which is 26 miles on Friday. She ran another one on Saturday, and she ran another one on Sunday. Are there any marathon runners here today? Then I imagine if I told you right now we were all going to go out and run 26 miles, most of us would not make it to the finish line. We could try really hard and work really hard at it. But we would collapse after the first mile or two. And I would be the first to collapse and he would be second. It's not a matter of trying, it's a matter of training. You've got to be in shape to do it. I would try hard and hard and hard to run a marathon, but I couldn't do it because I'm out of condition. See, to run with energy in the Christian race, you've got to stay in shape spiritually, which means you spend time with God in His Word. You open your life to Him. You set aside the sin of your life. You worship Him. You use your gifts to glorify Him. It was the Apostle Paul who said, I die daily. Every day we've got to be in training for our Lord and get up and say, Lord, this is the day you have made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. And then to run with energy that day so you stay in shape spiritually. You can only endure if you're in shape. So every day, get close to the Lord. Give Him your heart. All the kingdoms of your heart. Say, it's all yours, Lord. Otherwise, endurance will never happen. See, endurance is not an accident. Endurance is the result of being in shape. Every time you see a spiritual giant, it's because that person decided to discipline their life to become strong in the Lord. It doesn't just happen. And when you run that race, the writer says it is the race marked out for you. It's not so much a choice of how we run as it is a discovery of where God wants us to run. There's a verse of scripture in Psalms 23 that says, He leads us in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I love the word paths of righteousness that our writer David used in that context. The word means he leads us in a roundabout way. We would like for it to always be the closest route from point A to point B, but he sometimes leads us in a roundabout way to get us where he wants us to be. And the reason he does that is because he wants us to learn some things so that we can run that race the way he desires. And he wants to yet have some time to get the promised land ready so that when we get there, the greatest glory and impact will be made for him. So don't get discouraged if it seems like it's taking you a long time to get where you think God wants you to be. He's faithful. Just keep following His leading. You see, we were going to go to Morgan Hill, our whole campus. We had purchased the former St. Louis Hospital there. We thought that's where God wanted us to be so we could grow. But they would not zone the hospital for our usage. We could not use it. And we said, Lord, what's going on? It seems like that's where we're supposed to be. And it was right after that fell apart that God showed us this whole campus over in Rockland, which is five times the size of the one down in Morgan Hill. It will allow us to become a major Christian university of 4,000 or 5,000 students someday.
好，让我们能够在那边建立一个学校，可以容纳最少5,000个学生。
It seems like God could have more easily just taken us straight to Sacramento from our current campus, but we had to go to Rockland, Morgan Hill first. And had we not gone to the Morgan Hill setting first, we would have never had the vision to be able to see as large as we were able to see when we went to Sacramento. And it took God time to get that building ready for us over there so we could buy it. So the course marked out for you may be a roundabout course to get you where God wants you to be, but He's faithful. Trust Him. He'll get you there and it'll be good. So the resources for running that race, first the clouds and second conditioning, third the Christ. Our text says that it is that we are to keep our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
We need to
He's the author of our faith because this is God's model to us of how He wants every human being to live.
耶稣是我们的信心的创始者, 也是我们信心的模范。
He's the author because He was the unique Son of God who lived a perfect life, died on a cross, came back to life. He's our Lord and our Savior.
他是我们完全的榜样, 因为他是完全的, 他是神的儿子, 他没有任何的罪。
Fix or rivet your eye upon Jesus. Look to Him because that's God's model of what He wants every human being to become. We call it in our culture the prototype. In other words, He is the one that is to set the standard for all humanity.
让我们来定睛地仰望着耶稣，耶稣是我们该效法的榜样，他是我们的典范，也是我们生命的模型，我们所要效法的。
It's amazing that our world continues to be really curious about the person of Christ with all the films that have been made lately. The one by Mel Gibson. Have you seen that film, have you? I sat there listening and watching that the opening night, and I just said to myself, God, just thank you that the people of this world are being exposed to the truth of who Jesus is.
现在我们发现世界很多人对耶稣的故事有兴趣，特别最近我们看到这个耶稣传的受难的电影，很多人都在看这个电影来认识耶稣。
Fix or rivet your eye upon Him because He's the author of your faith, but He's also, He says, the provider or the enabler, the perfecter of our faith.
让我们能够定睛仰望我们的耶稣，他是我们信心的创始者，也是我们信心的成全者。
I like that idea because author is simply an example to us, but perfecter is an enabler for us. It's a presence that makes it possible for us to live like the author.
他不单是我们信心的一个效法的榜样，他更是来帮助我们成全我们的信心。
That's where the Holy Spirit comes into our lives to energize us so that we can have the ability to begin to run like Jesus ran.
耶稣如何成全我们的信心呢？来自这个圣灵在我们里面来扶持我们，来坚固我们。
You see, He's not a coach that stands at the finish line and screams and yells at those that are running, but He runs within us. He is here to enable us to run that race.
我们主耶稣不是单单好像这个教练站在那个终点线那边，在那边叫，在那边逼我们走。他乃是在我们里面陪着我们一起走。
It would have been very difficult for us had God said, "Here is the author of your salvation. I want you to live like this. Now, good luck. Do it on your own."
主耶稣不是说，哦，这就是你信心的榜样，你要效法耶稣基督，你就靠你自己，好好的去效法他。
But He didn't do that. He said, "It's Christ in you, the hope of glory."
不是的，乃是耶稣基督在我们心里面成为荣耀的盼望，在里面来帮助我们。
I like the story of Paderewski, a violinist of the last century, that I want to tell it to you.
在上一个世纪，一个非常有名的小提琴家。
He was at a concert hall with some 5,000 people, and a little boy climbed up on the platform and started playing chopsticks with two fingers on the piano.
在一个音乐会，有5,000的人的观听众。 结果有一个小孩，他上来用他两个手指在那边弹那个钢琴。
The people got very upset and they were saying, "Whose boy is this? Get this boy out of here. We came to hear the great Paderewski."
大家听众就很气，怎么让这个小孩上去？我们是要来听这个伟大的演奏家，而不是来听这个小孩乱弹。
About that time, Paderewski heard the commotion and he looked out from behind the curtain and he took his coat and he put it on and went out and he knelt behind the little boy.
然后这个演奏家看到这样的一些的混乱，他就走出来，陪着这个小孩。
And he whispered into his ear, "Keep on playing."
他跟这个小孩说，继续弹，继续弹。
And then he took his hands and put them on either side of the boy and filled in with magnificent harmony.
然后他就抓住这个小孩的两只手，用他的手来弹。
After He did that, the people quieted down, and when they completed it, they stood in standing ovation of what they heard. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like that little boy just playing with two little fingers. God, I don't have much. You know, how can I make music out of my soul? And about that time, the Lord puts His arms on either side of mine and whispers in my ear, keep on playing. And pretty soon, music starts coming out of my life, a symphony of praise unto the Father. Not because of me, all I've got is these two little fingers, but because of Him and His faithfulness to want God to be glorified. So we look to the clouds, we look to the conditioning, we look to the Christ. There's a fourth resource that I want to share with you. And that is the crown. Jesus sat down at the right hand of the Father. He endured the cross because of the joy that was set before Him. The cross was very difficult, but what took Him through the cross was the knowledge that there was going to be a crown. I don't know what cross you may be carrying today. But one thing that gives you power to carry that cross is you know that someday there's going to be a crown that God is going to give to you. I had two funerals this week of friends of mine. They were both strong Christian men. And our service was not one of great mourning, though there was sadness at not being able to see them again, but rather it was a time of celebration. When we die in the Lord, it's just stepping out of one small room into one magnificent new mansion that God has prepared for us. My dad was the founder of the college where I am now the president in
1939.
10 years ago, my son and my dad and I were all three of us preaching at a church in Morgan Hill. We were both, all three of us, to talk for 15 minutes on our concept of marriage and family through the eyes of each generation, the older generation, the next generation, and then my son's generation. What does it look like using the same biblical principles but being fully committed to the Lord but being at a different age? My dad got up and he talked on faith, hope, and love. You need that in all relationships, but you need it most in marriage. Dad talked for his 15 minutes, and that was a miracle, because usually he talked for an hour and a half. My son got up to talk, and he was doing very well, and right in the middle of his talk, my dad, who was 86, put his head back, started breathing deeply.
He talked for a few minutes, my father, 86, was very
And my son said, Grandpa, and he went leaping out over the chairs. There were around 200 people there. And started giving resuscitation because his heart had stopped. Dad never spoke another word. He went on to glory. Dad never wanted to die while he was preaching because he thought that would be too traumatic or difficult for the people, but he sure cut it close. See, my dad was a very committed Christian man who ran with patience the race that was set before him, preached his last sermon, sat down, heard my son, and said, well, I guess things are in good shape here. I'm going to go on up above. And he heard, well done, good and faithful servant. I'd like to go like that someday too. But not today. Not today. It's good to share with you. These are the resources, brothers and sisters, to help us to run with endurance. Look to the clouds, the conditioning.
看这些云彩, 看这些见证人, 看我们在神面前的装备跟放下, 还有看主耶稣基督, 更看这个冠冕的荣耀。
The Christ and the crown.
基督与冠冕。
And it will be good. And if I don't see you again this side of heaven, I look forward to seeing you there.
然后我们, 今天之后, 没机会再见面, 但愿我们在天的另外一边, 我们可以
See, I thought I was going to retire here about 5 years ago. God had another idea and said, you keep on running. Keep those shoes on. And so I'm attempting to run with endurance the race that is set before me. And I challenge you to do the same thing. God bless you guys. I love you all. Good to be with you.